The man who refuses to quit cannot be stopped. My name's Shawn Michael Crane. Welcome to the Unstoppable Mindset Podcast. Welcome to the Unstoppable Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Shawn Michael Crane. Shout out Wonder Mouse Productions. We're down here using their studio in beautiful Pierpont, California. Today, I want to share with you something that I've been reflecting on, man. I reflect a lot about my life, where I've come from, what I went through, and where I'm at now. And sometimes it seems surreal. You know, 2 weeks ago, I was in Maui for a week with my wife, our children, and my mother-in-law, my father-in-law. And it was one of those things that you dream of being able to do. Like anybody, when they're younger, at least I did, I always had these visions of like being able to take care of my family, being able to buy my mom a home, or being able to like go on those dream vacations and really take care of the people that you're around. You know, I'd watch movies like Rocky or, you know, Rambo or, you know, two Sylvester Stallone movies, but other movies that aren't coming to mind right now where I always identified with like the main character. I always wanted to be the hero, right? I wanted to be the person that could endure anything, overcome anything, and then just be the man, like be the man for his family, be the man for his friends, be the man in his life. I just always had that vision and that desire to do those things as a young kid. And I would always have like daydream about rescuing people from a turned over car that was in the ocean or a burning building, or, you know, I just had these grandiose visions of who I wanted to be. And looking back, man, it's such a gift to have those thoughts and feelings and ideas. I don't know if everyone has that or if those of you listening right now can identify with me, but I feel like those visions and that desire within us is gifted to us for a reason. I feel like we're capable of so much more in life, man. Like I think that we're just not even aware or conscious of what we truly can do in this life. And a lot of it starts with transcending self, right? The fear, the doubt, the ego, and living in a higher plane where you can see things from a bird's eye view. And you're living in the absence of fear, the absence of stress, the absence of doubt. It's just incredible, this journey of life, man. So as a kid, I had those visions. I wanted to be that person. And for a while, I lost that individual. I went through a lot of dark and tough times, and I was just reacting. I was no longer dreaming or envisioning life. I was in a reactionary state where I was in survival mode, man. I was in survival mode. And there was violence, there was drugs, there was alcohol. I come from a broken family. There was people coming back and forth from jail, from rehab, from the streets. And it was just chaos. And it was so horrible to live in that life. I look back and it almost feels like it was a different life altogether. You know, it's so surreal because now I come home and my two youngest children run up to me and they scream, "Daddy," and jump in my arms. It's like everything that a man ever wanted, right? I have it now. I have everything that I ever wanted right now. Like if I was to die tomorrow, I have fulfilled my purpose to this point. Like I did what I'm here to do. And I had that feeling a long time ago in jail, man. It was just like the act of turning my life over to God and to this journey that I'm on and believing that I can become better and just being willing. Like that act alone of surrender and acceptance transformed my entire life. You know, and then this morning I'm running on Cabrillo Boulevard in Santa Barbara, California. So if you're from Santa Barbara, you know the area. Cabrillo runs adjacent to the ocean or parallel to the ocean. And so I'm running and it's nighttime and the stars are out and it's a full moon and I'm running by palm trees and the wharf and I run all the way down to the spot where I'm going to turn around and head back to the gym because I parked at the gym and I was doing a run before my workout. And then just stopped against a palm tree and looked out over the ocean and the stars were out and it was like this really peaceful moment. And I started reflecting on how, you know, about 10 years ago, I was down at that same beach picking my dad up off the beach who was homeless and drunk and very close to death, like perilously close to losing his life. And I would go down there and check up on him and my mom. They were both homeless at the time. Like their whole life had just fallen apart. They went from raising my siblings and I and just barely holding it together as addicts to then going to jail, to then getting in trouble, and then eventually being homeless. You know, and it was so heartbreaking to see my parents like that. You know, I still have the images of them in my mind. And it's like, no one should live that way, you know? But it was self-inflicted. Absolutely self-inflicted. And they both went through stuff when they were younger that really, you know, kind of tainted them. It set them up at a disadvantage. But we all make choices, right? And it's hard to say like, oh, that person, they were at a disadvantage and to justify behavior. Like we can't do that, right? But some people make it out and some don't. And my parents didn't. And I'll never forget one day going down there and seeing my dad laying in the sand. And he looked like Tom Hanks from Castaway. He was so skinny. He had let his facial hair grow out. His hair was long and he was malnourished and drinking a lot, so he couldn't even get his body up off the beach. And he was just laying in the sand on a sleeping bag. And I remember it broke my heart, so I picked him up and I took him back to my place. And at the time, I lived in a studio with my girlfriend. So we had one bedroom and a living room. And here I bring my dad, drunk, home to live with me and my girlfriend. And I knew that that relationship wasn't going to last, so I wasn't going to let my dad die on the beach over that relationship. And in hindsight, was that the right thing to do? I don't know, but I made the choice, and I'm glad I did, because now I look back and I'm like, well, I did everything I could for my dad. I did everything I could for my family back then. And that's the way I've always been, you know. But the moral of the story, and like why I'm sharing this with you, is because things change, man. Like, where you're at in your life right now isn't going to be where you're at in 10 years. Maybe not even a year from now. Like, people have this thing about them where they believe that the way things are right now are the way they're going to be forever. And they're not. You know, I've lived like four different lifetimes in my short lifespan thus far. I'm only 34, but I feel like I've lived four full lives. Just the amount of things I've experienced, the trauma I've gone through, the triumphs, the high highs I've experienced as well. Like, I'm on this roller coaster, man, and I'm just embracing it now. But for those of you that feel stuck or lost or hopeless, like, keep fighting, keep going. Things can change for you. I'm that guy that was using drugs every day, and here I am speaking to you, speaking on stages, coaching men, helping them to be better fathers, better husbands, live better lives. Like, I was that guy in prison for 5.5 years who no one thought was going to come out and rebuild his life. I came out, I wrote a book, I did a TED talk. Like, I'm coaching, I'm speaking, I'm traveling, I'm raising a family. Like, I'm defying the odds, right? I'm proving to others what's possible. And I want to be that source of inspiration. I want to live as a leader and example. That gives me pride. That makes me feel good, because I was once that guy who needed it. I was once that guy that just needed a helping hand, or, you know, a little bit of belief, or a second chance. Like, I know what that's like. So when I get guys that join my program, or guys that reach out to me that I get to mentor, I love it. It's not about the money. It's not about the clout. It's about the impact. And some people say that, but they don't mean it. I do. I was doing this for free in prison, working with other guys. Because I know the pain and suffering that takes place in someone's life when they're in that low state, when they're close to rock bottom, when they're battling addiction, when depression is eating them away. Like, that's the worst feeling in the world, and I know that feeling. And I want everyone to experience what I feel now, which is joy, love, gratitude. Literally running in the morning and taking a second to pause and go, thank you, God, I'm living the life of my dreams. Like, thank you for not giving up on me. Thank you for this second chance. Thank you for my wife. Thank you for my children. Thank you for all those tough times with my parents. Like, thank you for the tough, hard experiences you gave me in life. They made me. Thank you for the suffering. Like, imagine being able to get to a point in your life where you're grateful for your pain and suffering, right? The way I perceive this, and the way I talk about it and think about it, is like, I'm making all that young boy's pain and suffering right by the way I live now. So if you're somebody and you come from a broken home like I did, or you battled addiction, or you lost your parents, or you've done bad things, like, you can make it right. You can seek redemption like I have, and you can get to a place in your life where you have equalized things. You know, like, the good that you've put out into the world now overcomes the bad that you once put out, or the bad that you once experienced, right? It triumphs it. It overcomes it. And so, like, that's my mindset, is every day I'm going to do right for other men, do right for my clients, do right for my family, my community, because I'm still making it right for that young boy that suffered and struggled. And it's so surreal. Like, I'll have those experiences like I did this morning, where I'm doing something that brings me so much joy. I'm running early in the morning. I'm, you know, facing those excuses. I'm conquering that, what we call the bitch voice, you know, through action every day, and becoming someone I'm proud of. And yet I can pause and still, like, take myself back 10 years to being on that very beach picking up my dad, you know, who was dying. And it's just so crazy to have these memories. And then, like, you're creating this new life, but those memories never leave you. So, you know, one of the things I do, and I want to leave off on this, I want to bring this point to you guys before I stop. You can use your pain and your suffering as momentum, as motivation. You can use your pain, that emotion that you experience, whether it's shame, guilt, anger, hate, addiction, depression, loss of a loved one, breakups, divorce. You can use that as a catalyst to inspire positive movement now going forward. The stuff that you went through doesn't have to continue to wreak havoc on your life and cause harm over and over and over. And you see people who have incredible stories, who have overcome addiction, who have overcome all these crazy circumstances, and they learned how to leverage that experience and channel that energy into positive action that moved their life forward. You could do the same. I'm a different guy than I was 10 years ago when I was picking my dad up off that beach, because I learned how to leverage that pain and leverage my adversity and turn it into something positive going forward in my life. So if you don't take anything else from me on this episode, I want you to think about your life and what you've gone through and ask yourself, am I playing a story in my mind that's keeping me stuck as the victim, or am I the underdog? Am I Rocky, right? Am I Rambo? Am I all these people in these movies that we look up to that were facing challenges, that learned how to persevere and endure those challenges and then use that as a catalyst to do something great in their life? Within you all is that ability to become the hero in your own life and take control. Thanks for checking out the episode. Please make sure to subscribe from whatever platform you're tuning in from to check out more content from Unstoppable Mindset in the future. I'd love it if you could leave a review as well, and make sure to share this episode with someone that can find value in this message. You can find me on all major social media platforms at Shawn Michael Crane, as well as on YouTube at Unstoppable Mindset, where I'm going to keep bringing you value and fire to serve you in your life.